Now, Cuilse, the National Forestry Company, is considering whether or not to appeal the refusal of planning permission from Galway County Council to go ahead with a 343-hectare forest and bogland rehabilitation project. This is near Srasalach, Igunda na Galava. The company has until the 28th of this month to either appeal or accept the decision. Our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent Joe McGraelig has more. And Joe, what's the background to this?
Yes, Anya, good morning. It's basically about an effort to address environmental issues caused by commercial forestry that has come unstuck because of fear about other environmental impacts that might occur. In recent years, Cuilse has changed its approach to the management of the forest estate it owns. Obviously, it retains a commercial timber remit, but it also set itself a target to rehabilitate 30,000 hectares of peatland forests for climate and ecological benefits. And this site in Derry Clare in Srasalach in Cundan na Galluva is the first planned action in that regard. It's the felling and removal of 343 hectares of non-native trees. That's 850 acres, which are situated in the townland of Derry Clare, which is in the Aina Valley, north of Srasalach. And as well as removing the Sitka spruce and the lodgepole pine trees, the company planned then to plant a 62-hectare native forest and to re-wet 281 hectares of Atlantic blanket bog and heathland. And how they were going to do that was by blocking the artificial drains, restoring the high water table, and in that regard, they hope then to get that peatland growing again and turning it into a carbon sink. So it is, the entire site is in a very sensitive area. It's surrounded by one special area of conservation. It's close to another. So Cuilse planned to install silt traps at water outflows to prevent silt flowing into the protected areas. And the application then also sought for construction of deer fencing, for resurfacing of forest roads, and also creating four water crossings to facilitate the harvesting of the timber operation while it was ongoing. Now, the permission sought was for 10 years. So this work was going to be carried out over 10 years, and environmental impact assessments and a Natura impact statement were submitted to the planning authority as part of the application.
So what do Galway County Council say?
Yeah, Galway County Council are the planning authority, as you said there. They got the application back in February last year, and the decision was made. It was issued on the 28th of March, and the decision from Galway County Council was to refuse planning permission. What the planning authority said was that there was a possible adverse impacts cannot be excluded on the adjacent sensitive areas because of the nature and the scale of this proposed work, and also because of the sensitivity of the area. And if the council had given permission, they said it would have materially contravened their own policy objectives in their own county development plan.
Right.
So the response then was to refuse the planning permission.
But on the other, you know, so nature restoration is obviously something that, you know, has been a big talking point lately. But clearly in this case, there's an environmental impact from that. And so the decision from Galway County Council, as you explained. So what happens now?
So right now, Cuilse are considering the outcome of this planning process. There was nobody available from Cuilse to speak to me, but a spokesperson said via a statement that they are disappointed with the decision from Galway County Council, and they're going to reflect on it, and they're going to consider the next steps, which includes consulting with key stakeholders about how best to move forward with this particular project. Now, the options that they have, because of the refusal of planning permission, they now have the option of obviously appealing to onboard Plan Ola, and they can do that by lodging an appeal in writing, but it has to be done within 4 weeks of the refusal. So the refusal was on the 28th of March. The appeal, if it's going to be submitted, will have to be submitted before the 28th of April, which leaves them about 2.5 weeks in order to do so.
All right. It's certainly an interesting story, and thank you for filling us in on it. That's our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent, Joe McGraelig.